Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, welcome back. Shane and Anthony Capper with you here on a Monday, or efforting Jamie Bluma. The spot we just heard about LeBron James. 4 years, 153.3. We can get into that in more detail probably in the second hour. We'll talk to John Hamm from Bleacher Report as it pertains to free agent movement with the Oklahoma City Thunder. But LeBron James, 4 years, 153.3, left some money on the table because the Cavaliers are the only ones that could give him, for example, 5 years for 205. What's the end game here for LeBron James?
Well, I think, as always, I think he's not dumb. He's positioning himself to where he thinks he's going to have the best chance to win titles. I think he's very aware of his legacy and his place in history and what he wants it to be. So he's trying to position himself to solidify that, and I think he wants to be considered the GOAT, so I think he's hoping to go in there and win multiple titles, and that's where he felt he could do it best.
We'll get into that a little later on who all's going to be with him. Lance Stevenson's going to be with him. I found that pretty entertaining.
I'm a little upset about that. We don't get to watch the antics anymore between those two. Lance was always fun to watch when he played LeBron. See the, you know, blowing on him at the free throw line.
Yeah, exactly.
So now they'll be teammates, I guess. He'll have to pick a new kid to bully.
And JaVale McGee, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Lance Stevenson so far.
All on one-year contracts, correct?
Well, besides LeBron, of course.
Right, yeah. All those other guys.
Yes, so. But those guys are... those guys with 1 year deals. All right, 869-1240 if you want to talk about the Royals, the Wingnuts. We will talk here a little later on. A weird MMA fight you may not have heard about, Vince McMahon and his $500 million pledge to spend on the XFL just in the first couple of weeks. World Cup will be underway. Well, it is underway right now. We'll check on that in just a little bit. But right now, let's go to the Tad's Locker Room Hotline, talking Royals baseball a little bit in the first segment. Jamie Bluma joins us now, former Shocker. It's a Shocker reunion. Shane and Anthony Capra here in the studio. Welcome, James. How you been, buddy?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. All's well in the world. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. I want to get your perspective on the Royals. Of course, we're the home of the Royals here on KFH, and I feel obligated in some ways to talk about them, even as much as they're suffering through a bad season. If you're a Royals fan, how exactly do you watch or listen to the Royals nowadays? What's your advice? What's your suggestion there?
My thing is that I've been somewhat excited because we get to see a lot of new people, new bodies, new people that are going to get on board for this rebuild. And see what guys we have that are going to take a step forward and prove that they're going to be major league guys moving forward. So to see guys like Jake Junis, who's throwing the ball really well at the beginning of the year, struggled a little bit with the home run ball as of late, but see him mature a little bit as a starter. Can always talk about Brad Keller day in, day out. He's getting better every single time out. And the emergence of, you know, just some other guys getting a chance to see Tim Hill and what nobody was really talking about him. Now we got Bonifacio back off suspension. More to talk about. I don't like to dwell on the fact that our offense is struggling and we've been, you know, it's been a tough year all around. But to talk about some new guys and to to infuse some new talent into the organization. We still got some big trades, I think, coming up. We're going to get some more prospects. It's just a different perspective this year. I think we knew it going in. This is going to be tough. Cautiously optimistic to start the year with some guys and Duda and John Jay, and you know, hopefully Gordon going to rebound, and then getting Moose back was unsuspecting. And then to have Salvi go down right before the season started was tough. And then we've got out of the gate tough, and it's been a struggle all along. But we kind of knew that this was going to happen. So just try to reap as many positives out of every given day that you can.
Jamie, we were talking about Brad Keller a little bit ago and the success that he's had. And when you're 30 games below 500 and 30-plus games below 500 now, those are obviously the guys you cling to for hope and to kind of stay positive through a season like this. And you mentioned a couple other guys, but who are some guys that you've seen that fans should watch and pay attention to going forward that maybe are not getting the attention of Brad Keller right now to stay positive and look to the future for?
You know, I've liked Herrera, that once he's come over, he's got some talent. He can run a little bit, swing the bat. I think his first hit with us is a triple. I think he's been a guy maybe you can pencil in the outfield moving forward. Whit Merrifield, whether he's up for trade, I don't know. But Whit's a guy that you can watch from just a baseball standpoint, because he's just a baseball player. He was a guy that maybe didn't get a lot of hype coming up through the minor leagues. We all watched him play in South Carolina in the College World Series. And to see him be able to move all around the diamond and be a productive major leaguer. Hopefully it's going to be here in Kansas City. He might have an opportunity to go somewhere else. I think he's a valuable piece maybe for a contender that can do just about anything for you. So the chances of us getting some other prospects for him are fun. Keller and Junis, I mean, I've got a little personal tie to Junis. He was a guy that I took on an 18 and under national team in Japan in 2010. So to see him mature and make it through the minor leagues. And, you know, he's done a lot. He's learned at the big league level. He didn't have crazy great statistics or crazy stuff coming through the minor leagues. He was just consistent. He's got a wipeout slider now. He just needs to do a better job of managing the strike zone a little bit with his two-seamer and, you know, get away from the home run bugaboo. Salvi's always fun to watch every single day. He brings that energy, and we want Moose to play good. We think we can get a big haul from him moving forward. And then you got Mondesi Jr. is a guy I think that's still got a huge upside and wants to see him be able to do it at the major league level. And then I think we're going to see some more arms by the end of the year. I think we're going to see Stoudemire, the guy that throws really hard and has done a better job doing some relief stuff. So there's some guys on the horizon. We've got some a little bit in the Herrera trade, maybe a little bit further down in the minor leagues, but to kind of see who we got coming up through the pipe. Nobody really, you know, at the AAA level yet. Just some 4A guys that I think will fill in, but we got some talent coming down the road here in a couple of years, and we want to try to pair that up with, you know, the draft that we just finished up with, try to get those two Florida guys locked in. I think a lot of the other top 10 guys we've already got inked to deals, and I think they're all playing. So just reason to look forward toward, you know, next year in 2020 and 21.
Talking to former Royal and former Shocker Jamie Bluma, talking Royals. I want to hit on Whit Merrifield just a second, and correct me if I'm wrong here. If Whit, and I think it's by now it's understood that he is certainly up for the right price, they would move Whit Merrifield. Yes or no, if Whit Merrifield gets traded, that would be as big or more of a gut punch than anybody this side of Salvador Perez, just because of the way he plays?
I think so. I mean, I think he's the one guy that most fans enjoy, and you see Whit Merrifield jerseys, and you got someone to kind of cling to other than Salvi and Moose. So I think he's the most recognizable guy. He's the biggest, I would say, veteran, not by age, but just by, you know, he's one of the longest tenure guys and has done well the whole time he's been here. So, yeah, that is going to be a gut punch if that does happen. But at the same time, depending on what we get back, if we get a top five prospect from another organization that's not too far down the road, I think that's a little bit easier pill to swallow.
Yeah.
If we get something like that. So we'll see how that shakes out. I know Dayton said that, you know, anybody and everybody, I think probably the exception of Salvador Perez, is going to be available. Be that Danny Duffy, who's rebounded over his last four or five starts. I would love to see Hamill do something. that where maybe we'll be able to flip him for something, but he struggled as of late. So we'll see. I mean, I think the goal moving forward is you got to get a bunch of young guys trying to compete at the major league level. So I don't think anything the rest of the way is ever going to be about effort. I think that just a lot of times, and you saw it this series with Seattle, you look across the field and those other 25 guys as a whole are a lot more talented than the 25 guys that we're putting out on the field. And that's going to mean your record's not going to look too good. You see Keller throw great yesterday, but Paxton, who's got a great arm and has done a great job this year. I don't know how Seattle's doing it, but you look at their lineup and you look at their record, they're doing an unbelievable job. Kudos to DePoto and everybody over there when a lot of people didn't think they were going to be where they're at.
When it comes to Perez, and I think most Royals fans have come to terms and are okay with the fact that Moose is probably not going to be here and that they're going to get a haul for Moose, and that'll obviously help down the road. It seems to me like the consensus is most people want to keep Salvador Perez if they can. Would it be worth it for them to get even more players and solidify the future for him in your mind?
You know, I think with the Sally thing, it would all depend on who you're going to get. We don't have anybody really step in from the catching standpoint. You've got Tara as a backup right now, and then you've got Cam Gallagher that we've seen a little bit. And we've got some guys a little bit further down in Melendez. In the minor leagues, but I think with Salvi and being your marquee guy, you better get somebody great in return, whether that's a catcher per se or somebody else that's kind of a, you know, that's a diamond that you can stick in the system and know that guy is going to have a chance to be at the major league level, because and everybody can relate to Salvi, everybody knows Salvi, so you got to be careful as an organization. I think it's something like that. Making sure you get something great in return, well, I think that one's going to bite you in the butt.
Jamie Bluma, former Shocker, former Royal, talking Royals right now. I want to back up and talk about Jacob Junis just a little bit more. You know as well as anybody that in the major leagues, you never stay in the same, and regardless of past success, that doesn't guarantee future success. And I think that the rest of the league has made adjustments to Jake Junis. Now it's time for Jake to adjust back to them, no?
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game. I mean, the big league hitters are good, and you get guys that make adjustment with all the analytics and video and all the stuff out there. If he's falling into patterns and getting the ball, I mean, he's just been in the middle of the plate. He's got a good enough two-seamer when he's down and got a good enough breaking ball and changeup. He's just got to execute down in the zone. He hasn't been able to do that. He's had some good starts here and there. Tough stay away from the home run ball, especially when you're tough now, too. You hope there's not that fight between, you know, pitching and offense when your offense is struggling to put runs on the board. June was brutal. I think we only scored, you know, four runs or more two or three times. That puts a strain on your pitching staff every time you go out there. You got to know you got to throw up a goose egg to have a chance. And nobody wants to pitch like that. You know, get a little bit tougher and make more mistakes that way. If you can get that guy a lead, I think he pitches a little bit different. But he's still a young guy, still learning, doesn't have a ton of starts under his belt. And hopefully that he makes the adjustments moving forward that a lot of the hitters have made to him to this point this year.
Mondesi looks the part now more than he did last year, doesn't he?
He does, man. I think he's just getting comfortable in his own skin. I'm sure it was a kick in the teeth. He didn't break with the team again. But he did go down to Omaha and do what he needs to do and wants to be here. He wants to be part of this rebuilding process. He's a guy that you don't want to go from prospect to suspect, you know all about that. But with his pedigree and with his upside of talent, I think he's going to get up for opportunity.
Okay, the Royals tonight, shortly after 7, pregame at 6:30, the Royals and the Indians. Corey Kluber will pitch for Cleveland, so it won't get much easier for the Royals. But big leagues is kind of a tough league, isn't it, James?
It never stops, man. Kluber's nasty, dude. I can watch him pitch day in, day out. He's a guy that I go pay to see.
Yep. All right, so it'll be the Royals and the Indians. Speaking of Jacob Junis, Junis is going tonight, right? So Junis and Kluber?
Yeah, good matchup.
Yep.
I mean, you know what? You can kind of see if Junis continues to do what he does, to be a lot like Kluber, similar stuff, maybe a tick down in velocity, but similar slider. I mean, Kluber wasn't great when he first got to the big leagues. He's turned himself into a guy. So you can maybe see Junis pattern himself a little bit after Kluber just because of their, you know, all the weapons that they've got in their arsenal. Similar if you can make that step forward.
Good catching up, fella. Have a good weekend, all right?
Gentlemen, thanks, fellas.
All right, Jamie Bluma, former Shocker, former Royal, talking Royals. And, I mean, there are, I don't want to say silver linings, but there are plenty of reasons to watch and follow them if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Royals fan, because, frankly, you get to see what's on the horizon, what's coming up next. Is Mondesi a big leaguer? We're going to find out. And of course, besides the morbid curiosity of who's going to get traded, but even when those things do happen, you kind of do your homework on the prospects that you get and say, okay, let's project. How long is it going to take to get back where we want to be?
Yeah, you got to find the silver linings in all of it. Whether, you know, as painful as it is sometimes, but the good position they're in is that they get the chance to do it right now. There's nothing to lose for these guys.
And they're this close to getting the first overall pick in the draft next year. And let's be honest, way, way up in a Major League Baseball draft,
it matters.
Those guys, yeah, they matter.
They're franchise changers.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully the Royals can steal one of these against the Indians, because Trevor Bauer is scheduled to pitch in this series too for Cleveland. So
yikes.
Yeah, go get him, fella.
Good luck.
All right, Twitter question when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.